The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Nido Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara and Amid Beis has a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol atoyin bracha le'acharov to'on bracha lefonov." Whatever requires a bracha after you finish it requires a bracha before you begin it. Ziyesha to'on bracha lefonov, ze'ein to'on bracha le'acharov. However, there are some things that require a bracha before it, but don't require a bracha after it. Examples of this Mishnah. I like, for example, if you eat mezoinis, you eat cake. So if you need a bracha when you finish eating the cake, so you need a bracha before you start the cake. However, there's some things require a bracha before you do it, but don't require a bracha afterwards. Like, for example, if you do shofar, if you blow shofar, before you blow the shofar, you make a bracha. When you finish blowing shofar, you don't make a bracha. The Gemara says the Yisiei Mai, what's the Mishnah coming to include? The Yisiei Yerek. So the first Gemara's answer is, we're coming to include vegetables, that if you eat vegetables, you make a bracha before you eat the vegetables, but you don't have to make a bracha when you finish eating vegetables. The Gemara at this point is going according to the opinions that there is no requirement of saying b'yirei nefashis after one eats vegetables, which is not the halacha. The Gemara then continues with Rabbi Yitzchok the Mevarech Hayarek. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, that a person does in fact make b'yirei nefashis on vegetables, which is in fact the halacha. The Yisui Mai, so then what's the Mishnah coming to include? In the Yisui Mai, as the Gemara says, it's coming to include water. If you drink water, you make a shahabka niya bidvari before you drink, but you don't have to make a b'yirei nefashis rabbis after you drink. Now again, this is not like the halacha. According to the halacha, one must make a b'yirei nefashis after one drinks. The Gemara, which is what the Gemara says next, the Papa says that even on water one makes b'yirei nefashis. The Yisui Mai, so then what's the Mishnah coming to include? So the Gemara says the Yisui Mitzvois, it's coming to include Mitzvois. Then if a person, like we said before, blows shofar, for example, then they make a bracha, Birkas HaMitzvos, before the shofar, and there's no bracha following the fulfillment of the mitzvah of blowing shofar. According to the people from Eretz Yisrael, the Mevorchi, Vasa de Salikuti Filayu, they make a bracha even after they take off their tefillin. So it comes out they make a bracha before they put on the tefillin, and they make a bracha after they take off the tefillin. And what bracha do they make? Says the Gemara, "Asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu lishmer chukav." You see, nice. So what's coming to include? So the Gemara answers, "You see, reishni, it's coming to include smells. That when you smell something, you make a birkas hareach. You only make the birkas hareach beforehand. You don't make the birkas hareach afterwards." But she actually explains why we don't make a bracha sareach afterwards, and that is because since it's a very little hanor, the enjoyment is very minimal. For that chazal, we're not mesakin to make a bracha when you finish. The next year we'll focus on that Rashi, the Eiz Hashem, of not making a bracha achrayna and reichni and things that are minimal benefit. Today, the Eiz Hashem, we will focus on what the Gemara says before we get to the next staff, and that is about the Bnei Ma'arava. The Bnei Ma'arava make a bracha when they take the tefillin off. So Tosfos comes along, and Tosfos, the last staff, Tosfos on the daf, he discusses this, and he mentions numerous points. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Tosfos begins with, that on the tefillin alone, they would make a bracha. The people in Eretz Yisrael that would make a bracha when they took off their tefillin, this bracha of post-performing a mitzvah was only done on post-performing tefillin, not post-performing any other mitzvah. And the reason being, says Tosfos, because it's only based on a pasuk. they understand that it's a fulfillment. Taking the tefillin off when it comes nighttime is a fulfillment of the pasuk of Lishmar v'shamarta zachukah azoyz limayado. The Bnei Merava understand that that pasuk is referring to tefillin, that tefillin has specific times when you wear it. And therefore, only when one person takes off the tefillin and fulfills that pasuk, do they make the bracha for ending the mitzvah. For example, tzitzis, when they take the tzitzis off, nobody makes a bracha. And Tosafot says, even tefillin, they would only make the bracha when they would take it off before shkia. When it's a chiyuv, when it's a requirement to take it off, and it's a fulfillment of a mitzvah. But tzitzis, even though a person is potter from wearing tzitzis at night, since there's no iser to wear tzitzis at night, it's not a fulfillment of a mitzvah to take the tzitzis off, and therefore they would never make a bracha on tzitzis. If so, why did the Gemara wanted to know what the Mishnah is coming to include. What's the Mishnah referring to when the Mishnah says a person makes a bracha on things beforehand but not afterwards? The Gemara asks, according to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, did they make a bracha on tefillin? So what's the Mishnah referring to? The Gemara's only answer was Reichni. The Gemara's only answer was smells. Why couldn't the Gemara answer that even the Bnei Merava and Tzitzis, or really other mitzvahs, they make a bracha beforehand and they don't make a bracha afterwards? So Taisa says in a Chanami, the Gemara could have answered that the Mishnah is coming to include other mitzvahs other than tefillin. Just that the Gemara rather say smells, because smells is all over. Every single type of smell, a person makes a bracha only beforehand, not afterwards. Whereas mitzvah is birkas ha-mitzvahs, it's only some mitzvahs that a person makes a bracha before and not afterwards, whereas tefillin, it does not apply. Now this that Tosfos assumes, that the Bnei Merava would only make a bracha post-performing tefillin, but not post-performing other mitzvahs. Other Rishonim actually disagree. The Ramban, the Ran b'shem Yesh Mishayim, or Yashba b'shem Yesh Mefarshim, or Tzvah b'shem Levi, the Chiddush Rav over here in Masechet Nida, they says that that's the opinion of Rashi. They say that the Bnei Merava would make this bracha, they would make a bracha on all mitzvahs. The bracha of Lishmar Chukov, this nusach of a bracha, was specific for tefillin. Other mitzvahs, they would make a bracha Lishmar Mitzvah, but the truth is that the people from Eretz Yisrael would make a bracha and post performing all mitzvahs. So according to them, it would be better understood. We wouldn't have to come out to what Taisa says. The reason why the Gemara came out to Reichni is because we wanted to say something where it's all over that in all Reichni, all smells, we don't make a bracha. Rather, the Gemara couldn't say that the Mishnah is referring to any other mitzvahs. Okay, so those are the two opinions. Then Taisa continues on, and Taisa says, however, we don't paskin like Bnei Merava, and therefore we do not make a bracha when we take the tefillin off. And Tosafot says the reason why we don't make a bracha is because the Gemara in Menachas is mevur that really, in essence, a person could wear tefillin at night. The mitzvah of wearing tefillin indeed applies at night. It's just that the Rabbanon came along and forbade us from wearing tefillin at night because of exeira that a person might come to fall asleep while he's wearing tefillin, and then he won't be careful enough with the kedusha of the tefillin. He'll come l'idei hafacha, and that's why a person is not allowed to wear tefillin at night. The pasuk says, "V'shamarat zachukah hazoyis limayado." We, the Bnei Bavel, says Tosfos, that's why the pasuk. We explain the pasuk that it's referring to. Pesach, it's referring to the chayk of the carbon Pesach. Okay, so at night we do wear tefillin, and therefore we could wear the mitzvah minatoya, at least, is to wear tefillin, and therefore it would not make sense to make a bracha, says Tosfos, before one takes off tefillin, or after one takes off tefillin, before when it's coming to night. However, says Tosfos, let a person still make the bracha if a person removes the tefillin before Shabbos, because Shabbos is certainly not the Zman of Tefillin. Says Tosfos, no, even by Shabbos, a person does not make a bracha when they remove tefillin before Shabbos, since there's no obligation to remove the tefillin before Shabbos. It's only, says Tosfos, that it's unnecessary to wear tefillin on Shabbos, since the pasuk says, le'ois al yotcha, the Torah says that the reason to wear tefillin is that you should have a ois, you should have a sign on your hand, and from that we say that Shabbos and Yom Tov, since the Shabbos and the Yom Tov itself is a sign, so therefore you don't, it's unnecessary to wear tefillin since you have another sign. Says Tosfos, the Gemara is only saying that it's unnecessary to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but not that there's any prohibition to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and being that there's no prohibition to wear tefillin on Shabbos, there's no need, there's no reason to make a bracha when one takes off tefillin on the onset when it's coming to Shabbos. So Tosfos, at this point in Tosfos, said two chidushim. One is that, A, we don't paskin like Bnei Merava, and we never make the bracha of taking tefillin off. And B, Tosfos says that there's no prohibition, there's no problem with wearing tefillin on Shabbos, it's only that it's unnecessary to wear tefillin on Shabbos. A third point is really, Tosfos says that the way we paskin is that night is not, is indeed minat hora, yes, the time to wear tefillin. A person could wear tefillin at night, it's only rabbinically prohibited. This that Tosfos says, that according to halacha, biblically, night is also time to wear tefillin. Most Rishonim indeed paskin the same way Tosfos paskins, which is like if Ashi in the Gemara. However, the Rambam says that he paskins lahalacha, the laila is not as man tefillin. The night time is not the time to wear tefillin. So the Beis Yosef in Simcha Chavtas, he asks on the Rambam, if the Rambam holds that the nighttime is not time to wear tefillin, which is really like the opinion of the Bnei Merava, so why doesn't the Rambam say that a person should make the bracha of Lishmar Chukov when they take tefillin off when it comes night, just like the Bnei Merava? The Bnei Merava, who are of the opinion that nighttime is not the time to wear tefillin, they say, biblically, they say that when a person takes off the tefillin when it comes night, they make this bracha lishmer chukov. So why did the Rambam leave out, omit, this halacha, that one should say the bracha of lishmer chukov when taking off tefillin, if he paskins, like the Bnei Merava, like the people of Eretz Yisrael, that they held that the night time is not the time to wear tefillin? Okay, that's the kasha, there's numerous answers. We're going to leave that discussion aside perhaps another time. The other point of Tosfos says that even though Shabbos is not the time it's tefillin, we still do not make a bracha, being that it's not prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So Tosfos is saying that we're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos, it's simply unnecessary. And this we have the other Rishonim disagree. The Tosfos HaRosh says there's a mitzvah to take off tefillin before Shabbos. And in other words, there's an obligation to take tefillin off on Shabbos. A person cannot wear tefillin on Shabbos. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, if there's a mitzvah to take tefillin off before Shabbos, so why doesn't a person make a bracha? So he says, nevertheless, a person does not make a bracha. The whole bracha that the people of Eretz Yisrael made when they took tefillin off was only because it was a fulfillment of a specific mitzvah of lishma of v'shamarta zachuka azois. But when the mitzvah is not because of v'shamarta zachuka azois, when it's not because of watching a cholik, and that there's no need to make the bracha of lishma chukav, there's no need to make any bracha when taking tefillin off. Now, there's a similar opinion of the Zohar. The Zohar holds, it's Mavur in the Zohar, that there's an Isser to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It somehow, Alpi Kabbalah, contradictory to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, since Shabbos and Yom Tov are ois, you are sort of, by that, that you wear tefillin, someone wears tefillin on Shabbos, they're sort of showing that the ois of Shabbos and the ois of Yom Tov doesn't exist. And therefore, it's a prohibition to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's contradictory to the ois of the Shabbos and the ois of the Yom Tov. Now, the Rambam and the Tur, they also, when they say the halacha of wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they don't say that there's any prohibition to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It would seem that they are like the opinion, they follow the opinion of Tosfos, that there's no prohibition to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's simply that it's unnecessary. However, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, when he writes in Hilchas Tefillin, the halacha of not wearing tefillin on Shabbos, he says, the Shabbos, the Yom Tov, osur lehaniach tefillin. He states, it's prohibited to wear tefillin. And he says, mivnei shehim atzman ois, because Shabbos and Yom Tov are themselves the ois. The imanichim behem ois acher hayazuzul ois shalahem. If a person wears tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he is being mezalzo in the ois of the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. So Tosfos says, the Shulchan Aruch says, not like the Tosfos, and not like what it seems from the Rambam in the Tur, but rather that it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and basically he's coming from the Zohar that has this concept that it's a prohibition, it's a problem, it's a contradiction to Shabbos, to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And actually, there's a very big nafkemino that comes out from this halacha, from this machlokes between, let's call it a machlokes between the Tosfos against the Shulchan Aruch. That Tosfos says it's permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It makes a very big difference in halacha. We are so. The halacha is that things that we're not allowed to use, that is an isser, that is a prohibition to use them on Shabbos, they become muktza in the category of kli shemelachtoi le'isser. We all are familiar with the concept of muktza. We're not allowed to move things that are in the category of muktza, and there are numerous types. There's muktza machmas kufoi, muktza machmas mitzvah. One of the ways of mukta is mukta kli shemelachta le'isser, things that are used to do something that's prohibited on Shabbos. It's mevur in the poskim that if it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then tefillin are considered mukta of kli shemelachta le'isser. However, if it's permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's just that it's unnecessary, so then tefillin do not become muktzah. They are not in the category of muktzah of kli shemalachta le'isser. Kli shemalachta le'isser. What are the laws of kli shemalachta le'isser? The laws of kli shemalachta le'isser are is that you're not allowed to move them when the thing itself is getting ruined. You're certainly not allowed to move them for no purpose at all. However, you're allowed to move a kli shemalachta le'isser when you have a tayyas gufa yom mekayma. That is, you are allowed to move mukta, that is, kli shemelachta le'isser, when you need the thing itself that's mukta to use it, or if you need the place of where the kli shemelachta le'isser is located. So as we said, we have a machlokes between Shulchan Aruch and Tosfos of whether tefillin is going to be kli shemelachta le'isser. In essence, that means, if somebody wants to move tefillin because to save the tefillin themselves from getting ruined, it would be dependent on this machlokes that we mentioned. So what's the halacha? So the truth is, it's a very interesting thing. If you look in Hilchas Moktza, that is in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Ches, Siv Dalid, the Ramah here says that tefillin are not Moktza. They are not kli shemelachta le'isser. Tefillin are not kli shemelachta le'isser. However, you should not move it around for no purpose at all. Even things that are not muktzah, if you have zero purpose, you're not allowed to move them. But the Rama says very clearly that tefillin is not even a kli shemalachta leser. It's not muktzav kli shemalachta leser. You're allowed to move it even just to save the tefillin. Comes the Taz, and the Taz says, how could the Rama say that tefillin is not muktzav, it's not kli shemalachta leser? We know that the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Hilchas Tefillin says, like the Zohar, that it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So if it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos, so it must be that tefillin are kli shemalachta leser. So how could the Rama permit moving tefillin to save the tefillin from getting ruined when in Shulchan Aruch earlier it says that it's prohibited to wear tefillin on Shabbos? So the Taz among Avraham much very stark and the Shulchan Aruch, and because of this machlokes apoiskim in question and discussion, the Mishnah Berurah comes to a final ruling as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says that the machlokes at the end of the day, it's a machlokes whether tefillin are muktzah or not muktzah. It's a machlokes if they are considered a klisha malachte leiser or a klisha malachte leheter. And therefore, unless it's a shasat chak, one should be careful not to move tefillin around unless it's l'tayach gufa yomikaymai, unless they have a good purpose, unless they need the tefillin themselves or they need the place where the tefillin are located. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it's a shasat chak, if it's a case of necessity, one would be allowed to move the tefillin even just to save the tefillin themselves from getting ruined, being that they are, the Rama here seems to say that tefillin are not muktzah, and we know that there are opinions that hold that it's permitted to wear tefillin on Shabbos, and as such, b'shas atchak, one could be lenient, as it paskins the Mishnah Berurah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.